Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Who are you? Well, I'm so-and-so, son of so-and-so. I'm an athlete. I'm a financial guy. I'm a this, a model, or whatever. All that is shifting sand. Yeah. It can be taken away from you. Yes. It will be taken away from you. Come on, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Who are you? I am a child of God.
Yes.
I'm His.
Yes.
He's my Father. I'm His son.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus bought me and paid for me.
Wow.
And paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything in the universe. This gives me eternal worth. As long as I hold on to Him, I can never lose that. Generations will come and go. The heavens and this heavens and earth itself will pass away. And all the stuff that was down here that people had their identity in.
Yeah.
But you'll still know who you are and what your value is and what your worth is. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you read in the book of Revelation? I didn't intend to do this, but there's a passage there that'll make you shout. I know you like to shout.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? I know you like to say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I know you like that.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Go to Revelation then. Revelation, the first chapter. And the fifth verse. It says, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. Now, what is love? I want to give you a word. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but we need to hear it more than one time. Another word for love is value.
Wow.
Now, I know a lot of people don't like that. It doesn't sound romantic to them. But I'm telling you, there's revelation here. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be.
Amen.
So you say, you love from the heart. You believe with the heart. To say God loves us, how is it not connected to say He values us?
Amen.
We are valuable to Him.
Right.
We're important to Him.
Yes.
You're saying similar things. And He loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Oh, somebody say, in His own blood.
In His own blood.
There was only one way to get us back. We had lost ourselves.
Yeah.
Sold ourselves through disobedience and sin. Bowing our knee to the enemy.
Yeah.
All of us have sinned and come short.
That's right.
There was only one way to get us back. The Creator that made us had to buy us back.
Right.
His own creation.
Right.
And it was only one thing precious enough to buy us. The very life of God, which is in the blood.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Only thing that was worth enough to buy us. And He gladly and willingly gave Himself and shed His blood to buy us. That makes us somebody. That makes us something. In this universe. And throughout eternity. Oh, somebody say, I'm bought.
I'm bought.
I'm washed.
I'm redeemed.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
The very next verse, verse 6 says, He's made us something. He's made us kings. Well, is a king worth anything? He's made us priests. Is a priest worth anything?
Yes.
Unto God and His Father To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Skip down to the seventh chapter. This is one of the parts I told you you'd shout about. You went ahead and shouted on chapter one. Which is good. I mean, if you can't shout about the blood of the Lamb,
Amen.
Your shouter's broke.
Yeah.
Needs to be fixed. Revelation 7:9. John was taken by the Spirit of God and shown into the future, to the end of the age. And this is something he saw that is surely coming. He said, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number. This is millions and millions. Of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. Every color, every background, every generation. Oh, come on. And they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. Does anybody know how those robes got white? Does anybody know? And palms in their hands. Keep reading. And they cried with a loud voice, and they said, salvation to our God, which sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. How many know soon and very soon, you and I are going to be in the middle of this. And all the angels stood around the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and they fell on the throne on their faces, and they worshiped God. Keep reading. They said, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Is that going to be a time, or is that going to be a time? Now listen, 13. One of the elders answered and said, what are these? We'd say, who are these that are arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from? Somebody say, who are these? That group that no man could number. That group robed in the white robes, proclaiming salvation to our God. Hallelujah. Who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Who are these? They wanted to know. The elders at the throne are saying, and I said to him, John said, sir, you know. That's a good answer. The Lord asks you a question and you don't know, that's a good response. Say, Lord, you know. He said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's us. We're somebody at the throne. The angels and elders are going, who are these? Who are these? It's us. I said, it's us. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and they serve Him day and night in His temple, and He that sits on the throne dwells among them. We live with God. God lives with us. We live together. They'll hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, or any heat. Our climate control problems are over. Never be too hot or too cold again. Wow. Well, how could you live with God and things not be right? The environment He's experiencing is what we're experiencing, because we're living with Him. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. There come a time the former things are not going to be remembered. We're going to be cleansed and set free from every tragedy, from every disappointment. Come on, are you listening? From everything we experience down here. Woo! Who are they? Who are those? We are the redeemed, the blood bought, the blood washed, those made kings and priests, sons of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me, please, to Luke chapter 5. Now, we've said that our identity should not be in our family, our natural heritage, our looks, our athletic ability, our possessions, our accomplishments. Last time we talked about it, our identity shouldn't be in our deeds. Even if you set records doing things in the earth in your generation, how many understand records are made to be broken?
That's right.
Is that right? So, I mean, maybe you were the best in your field, but there'll come a time when you're not.
Right.
When somebody else exceeds your record. Well, who are you then? Who are you now? Are you less? Do you feel displaced? So we shouldn't let our identity just be in what we've done.
That's good.
Our deeds, our accomplishments. But I want to talk to you today that our identity should not be in our failures.
Wow.
Nor our mistakes.
Yeah.
Either.
Yes, sir.
This is an area you need revelation. And you need to be liberated. Because definitely, people have been marked and have been identified by others by the bad things they've done.
Right.
Who is that? Well, that's that guy that did such and such. Who is that? Well, you know, she's so-and-so.
Right.
She did this and she's had that happen. Associated with bad things. And people themselves, every one of us, need help from the Lord not to identify with the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
If we identify with the past, then the past is directing our future. But it's possible to break free from the identity of who you were and what you did. Are you hearing some past tense here?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.